Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's good to have you on, and thank you to our guests joining us today. Returning guest, Kerry Delport from Cape Town in South Africa, just around the corner from where I am. Kerry, welcome back. Nice to touch base again.
Thanks, Brad. Great to chat.
Kerry, you mentioned that you do all your training. The last time we spoke, you do all your training on your own, swim,
yes,
bike and run included. The bike, for me, I struggle, especially on the longer ones, doing it on my own. But it's obviously something that you've sort of found that works for you, and you stick by it.
Absolutely. I've much more preferred training on my own for the bike. The long rides do get a little bit tedious at times. I must be honest, when you're going out for your third or fourth 6.5 hour ride, it does get a little bit tedious. And then from a woman's perspective, safety is obviously often an issue. But in general, I must say I much prefer it. I can focus more on my own goals and what I'm needing to do.
Do you think training like that on your own also makes it easier to then race, particularly on the long ones, because even though you've got people around you, Ironman is a very sort of lonely sport.
Yes, that's exactly. And that's one of the things I keep thinking about when I'm going through those hard training sessions, you know, those mental ones that just break you. I'm often just thinking that those moments are going to come at Ironman, and you're not going to have someone riding in front of you to pull you along, or someone riding next to you with their hand on your back. And so just put your head down and get used to it, and rather break through that feeling in training, so that when Ironman comes, you can just draw on that mentally and know that you've done that already and you can do it.
Let's talk about the gains you've made over your sort of triathlon career on the bike. Your bike times have improved dramatically over mm-hmm. over the time. What do you sort of put it down to?
I suppose training smartly. I'm training more now to specific heart rate zones, where before it was kind of, I would do every session as hard as I possibly could. And so all I'd be doing then is getting to the next session wasted from the previous session. So doing a lot of kind of specific heart rate zone training now has made a huge difference.
You also mentioned in our first chat that you've done some stuff with power. Do you train by power, or is it just heart rate?
I train mainly by heart rate, but I've kind of started getting more into power. And so leading up to Ironman this year, 2016, was my first kind of build up to power. And it went fairly well. I find I'm still one of those novices who struggles to hold in the power zone. But the hope is to improve that now leading up to Ironman Florida in November, because I definitely think power is probably the smartest way to train.
Is there one thing you've done on the bike that you think has made a big, big difference?
I suppose smart interval training. So learning to hold particular heart rates, up a hill, down a hill, maintaining that heart rate throughout it, so as a long interval zone, and then working on max effort intervals between that. But again, bearing heart rate in mind. So not just going to necessarily perceived effort, but going to actually what your body is telling you you're doing.
Do you race like that as well, Kerry? Obviously you've got specific sessions that you do on the bike in training, but we chatted about it, particularly the year that you qualified and you arrived on the beach there that day going, I'm going to see who's around me and we're going to race it. Do you try and stick within those zones during the race as well, or do you race on feel and, you know what, if I have to go, I have to go?
Absolutely. I think a bit of a both, Brad. I try to stay within the zones as much as possible. And when I realize I'm needing to race, what I do is I combine with how I'm feeling. So I find myself pushing a little bit harder, but then just checking within myself, are my legs feeling like they're filling with lactic acid? Am I likely to run off the bike well after this? And that's kind of my decider as to, okay, pull it back into your zone, or no, you're actually feeling okay. You can go for it. Obviously, you don't do that in the first 90K. So the first 90Ks are always important to just stay smart and go with your plan, and then play around in the last bit with how you're feeling.
Workout-wise, what do you love doing on the bike? What's your favorite workout?
I must say I really enjoy my long rides, because we live in such a beautiful place. So it's just a nice way to, so to speak, go touring around on your bicycle and get a workout at the same time. They never used to be, but I think more and more the long intervals I'm enjoying, just from a mental aspect, and then adding in like a cycling training video to that, just to feel like you're actually riding somewhere, makes quite a difference. And so I'm enjoying the longer intervals because I know mentally what that can do for me come race time.
You mentioned training in Cape Town. I mean, it's a magnificent place to ride, and I've recently moved here, and for that exact reason, I want to be able to really just enjoy the landscape. But do you spend much time indoors and training on an indoor trainer?
I do. During the week, I train indoors because I'm on my bike from 3 to 5, more or less, 3 to 5 past 5, depending on where I am. So I'm not feeling, it doesn't feel that safe to be out on the road. So during the week, I train on an indoor trainer, and on the weekends, I'm out on the road.
Right. Fantastic. Kerry, looking forward to finding out what you've done on the run and sort of gains you've got there, but we'll save that for the next edition of the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.